Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, September 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lagonda Tarak. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're going to explore something truly extraordinary, the Lagonda Tarak. This isn't just a car. It's a story of luxury, exclusivity, and a fascinating slice of automotive history. Imagine this. The year is 2014, and Aston Martin, the renowned British car manufacturer, decides to resurrect a name from its storied past, Lagonda. This mark was originally founded way back in 1906 and has long been associated with elegance and sophistication. In 2014, Aston Martin unveils the Lagonda Tarak, a luxurious saloon car that speaks to their legacy of high performance and refinement. Let's start with the name itself, Lagonda Tarak. Tarak is an Arabic word meaning ultimate luxury, and what a fitting name it is, considering the model's design and features. But why did Aston Martin choose to introduce such a luxury vehicle at this point in time? Well, the answer might lie in its initial target market. Here's a bit of a twist. The Lagonda Tarak was originally intended solely for the Middle Eastern market. You may wonder why. Aston Martin saw an opportunity to cater to affluent buyers in the Middle East, a region known for its appreciation for luxury goods, particularly high-end cars. Aston Martin wanted to offer something uniquely special, a vehicle that resonated with the opulence and flair expected by customers in that region. Let's talk design. The Tarak's aesthetic is unmistakably Aston Martin. Built on the VH Generation 3 platform, it incorporates elements that make it instantly recognizable, yet it stands apart due to its elongated body and incomparable elegance. The interior is nothing short of exquisite, embodying the ultimate blend of craftsmanship and technology. Picture meticulously stitched leather, specially designed wood trims, and state-of-the-art infotainment systems. It's a blend of the classic with the futuristic. The power under the hood is nothing to scoff at either. The car is equipped with a 6.0-liter V12 engine, a hallmark of Aston Martin's commitment to performance and quality. This is not just transportation. It's an experience. Here's something intriguing to ponder. The Lagonda Tarak was produced in extremely limited numbers. Originally, only 200 units were planned worldwide. But here's the curveball. In 2015, the decision was made to expand availability beyond the Middle East to include regions like Europe, the UK, and South Africa. Still, it remained incredibly rare, adding to its allure and mystique. The Lagonda Tarak is a fascinating study in exclusivity and market strategy. What makes it so special, aside from the luxurious trappings and stellar performance, is the very concept of rarity it embodies. In an age of mass production, the Lagonda Tarak is a rare jewel, an aspiration rather than just another car on the road. Let's draw this back to a broader picture. What does the creation of such exclusive vehicles say about societal changes and consumer behavior? It's clear there's a significant market for uber-luxurious, bespoke vehicles. In a world increasingly driven by technology and speed, there is still a palpable thirst for the handcrafted, the meticulously designed. Now, I want to challenge you, our listeners. Think about the products you value. Do you yearn for luxury and exclusivity? Or is practicality more your thing? What would you prioritize in a high-value purchase? Does something having limited availability make it more attractive to you? Or perhaps it's just a marketing gimmick? Real-life stories of those who've driven or even owned such a rare vehicle often echo similar sentiments. For them, it's not just about getting from A to B. It's about the statement, the experience, but perhaps most importantly, it's about the story that comes with it. As we wrap up today's journey into the world of the Lagonda Tarak, take a moment to explore how the notion of luxury has evolved over time. Consider how technology shapes what we expect from high-tier goods, and think about how this impacts industries far beyond automotive. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. I invite you to dig deeper into the article on the Lagonda Tarak on Wikipedia. reflect on the marvels of exclusivity and its value in today's world. Until next time, keep exploring the curious world around you through the lens of Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Lagonda Taroff. Thanks for listening. See you next time.